Dis Tydfront Byt met Anton Brink en Rochelle Niedermann op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Jou beste musiek vir vandag se Christen.
Gister was internasionale radiodag, wêreldradiodag, en Rochelle het toe besluit dat sy wil graag gesels met haar gunsteling liefling 'n wonderlike radiopersoonlikheid van of all time.
Absolutely.
En dis nou nie ek nie, maar ek sou vir haar gekies het as ek moes gesels.
Dit is die waar, ja, ek weet dit. Ja. Vanoggend gesels ons met die bekroonde radio en TV-aanbieder Ryan O'Connor wat die liggolwe vir 21 jaar oorheers op sommige van die moederstad se mees geliefde radiostasies. Hy het geen bekendstelling nodig nie. Ryan O'Connor, good morning.
Morning. Favorite morning show in the whole country. I love it, and I'm not saying it just because I'm talking to you. Really, you guys are inspirational. I love it. There's no better way to wake up. Dankie. Ek sal 'n bietjie Afrikaans praat, want ek moet my Afrikaans verbeter.
Dit klink baie
goed. Ek moet sê,
ek is baie indruk.
Ja. Miskien as jy 22 jaar op radio was soos ek, sal dit dalk beter wees.
ek dink dit, ek het al my woorde opgebruik.
Dat sy.
Al my Afrikaans woorde ek het een keer opgebruik.
Exactly. Jou data is pas klaar. Ja. Nou jou radio loopbaan, waar het dit begin?
Dit het op by CCFM begin.
So
a small little house in Fishhook, and I was studying theology of all things at the Cornerstone Institute out in Wynberg, and the love for radio and the love, it's always been there. It's what I've always wanted to do. And the second I left school, I got thrown into this environment but got the opportunity to go out and be a part of what they were doing there initially. And that was an eye-opener for me. And at the same time, there was opportunities elsewhere in commercial radio. Actually, I lie. There was no opportunities in commercial radio. Yeah. There was no chance to get in. People that had been on radio forever. Yeah. And I'll never forget, there was a guy by the name of Jeff Aleph. Now, he's ek kan nie sê hy's baie oud, maar hy's 'n bietjie ouer as ek.
Ja.
As ons.
Almal. Ons drie.
Exactly. And then I went to his house and I literally knocked on his door every night until he said, and at that stage he was on a big commercial station and he was doing the sport, and I knocked on his door every single night until eventually he said, okay, enough knocking. Come with, and if you want to come and have a look. And I made coffee for free. I did whatever I could around that environment because that's where I wanted to be. Oh. And ja, ek het baie nee's gekry. Ek het baie. In die begin af het almal gesê, nee, jy's te jong. Okay. Jy's 18, dit kan nie werk vir jou nie. Miskien moet jy karre gaan leer om te sell. Miskien moet jy ietsie anders doen, vacuums, a cleaner salesman. Wat ook al. En ek het gesê, nee, ek gaan nie nee vat nie. Ek gaan dit probeer, ek gaan weg. En, maar niemand het vir my gesê, hierdie is wat jy moet doen om in te kom, om jouself te verbeter. Hierdie is wat jy moet doen, hierdie is wat jy moet gaan weg en dink oor. Niemand het dit vir my gesê, hulle het net nee gesê. So as ek ingestap het, toe het gesê, ek wil hierdie doen, toe het sê, nee, jy kan nie daai doen nie. So it was the trial and error.
Sure.
To get in, and eventually there was an opening about baby S-R-E-K. Die gebou wat nooit verander het,
ja.
In 60 jaar.
Ja.
Oh, wow.
So basically, Ryan, what you're saying is that harassment is key.
No. What I've learned...
Persistence.
Exactly. And yeah. If you keep on knocking like the Bible says, the door will some or other time open up. That's really amazing.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
You hear
and don't give up on those dreams, you know. Yeah. We often live in this environment where one door closes, we're too reluctant to open another door, even go and knock at that other door, never mind the same door. And I think for kids listening, if they've got dreams of doing whatever, and it's to be maybe on radio, hopefully, because we need new talent on radio, but whatever it is, don't let the world knock you down. You've got greater purpose. There is greater chapters of your life that are yet to be written, and nobody else is going to tell you how to write those chapters but you.
Oh, great.
So, Ryan, do you think radio is still relevant?
Mm.
I think it's a good question, because we were talking about this last week. A group of radio people were talking about the relevance of radio, and I think South Africa particularly has a long way to go to overcome massive obstacles that stop us and prevent us from engaging on other platforms. I mean, a majority of people in South Africa still consume media like radio because data costs are too high, because the access to data, the access to devices that stream data, are still for the masses unattainable. Yeah. And until such time as data prices drop or become free and devices prices drop, and now we're talking about things that we all know, it's not going to happen soon. We're paying more than any other country on earth for a new mobile device, as an example. And so that's this stage. Radio still, I predict for the next 15 years at least, is going to be a vital port of call for people to get the information.
Sure.
And people love personalities. I mean, look at, take for Yelle Tuya. People, you've got such a lekker chemistry, a lekker vibe, and it's a genuinely nice place to be. Now, what's a computer can dit doen? What's a computer? That can even six feel that can all the other doen, maar the personality is key, and Yelle gee dit vir die mense wat daar van hou.
Yes,
see.
Baie dankie. Lekker van jou te hoor. Listen, last words that you want to leave our listeners with.
Be inspired by people that like, and this is where I think that the both of you get it right. You know, in all my time in radio, I've always wanted to be able to leave somebody and let them walk away from a radio or turn the radio off or start their day or end their day feeling just good, feeling that out of anything that you're about to, that's about to happen to you, or anything that has happened to you, or anything that you're going through, that somebody can rub off some positive influence in your life and make a big difference. And I think that is exactly what you guys do well in the morning, and it's what I hopefully have strived to do.
Absolutely.
For 21 years in the radio, is to try and leave somebody somewhere feeling better about the day that they have or the person they are.
Oh, great.
That's
thank
awesome.
You so
thank
much.
You very much, Ryan. It was great chatting to you, and thank you so much.
Absolute privilege.
For being available. And, looking forward to many more wonderful years.
Hierdie was nou die highlight van my week, hoor. Ek kan
nou super
bly toe gaan. Ek was op die show.
Thanks a lot, man.
Dankie vir al die julle.
Liefde.
Bye.
Jy het geluister na Ontbyt met Anton Brink en Rochelle Liedeman. Skakel elke weekoggend tussen 6 en 9 in. Net hier op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Jou beste musiek vir vandag se Christen.